You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
It's your boys in the morning, Dom, Jeremy, here at Mix 100, hanging out, getting ready to play Rattle Off. So Josh came tooling into the studio, and he says we need to go to line four first. Why? Why?
Well, it was kind of what I thought might be a rattle off first, because I answer the phone like I normally do, and two females pop on, and they go, "Hey, it's Allie and Megan, and we want to play this game called Rattle Off." And I was like, have we ever done...
like a tag team
type
thing.
Yeah, a tag team version of this.
No, we have not.
Well, because
two at the same time?
Yeah.
Isn't that the movie Office Space? Two chicks.
Two chicks at the same time?
Is that right?
We've never done this.
Well, we can't do that. That's kind of cheating.
No, it's not. Just do it.
I don't know. I think it'd be kind of fun.
Who cares?
Here they are on the phone. Hi, Allie and Megan.
Hi.
Hey, girls.
How's it going?
How old are you?
We're both 20.
Both 20?
What are you doing right now? Where are you going?
So we're both driving to work, and we're carpooling because we work at the same place.
Where do you work? What do you do?
We work at the Cherry Creek Reservoir at the paddleboard place.
I'll be darned.
What a great summer job.
I used to live right there backing up to Cherry Creek State Park. I used to walk over to that reservoir all the time.
Look at that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I never got on the paddle boards. I guess I missed out, didn't I?
Yeah, it's so fun. You guys should totally come visit.
Totally.
Let's go today, Jeremy.
Nah, I'm busy.
What?
I'll have to take my shirt off. You know me. I'm not doing that.
Would you allow Jeremy to wear a t-shirt to do this? Because he doesn't like to take his shirt off.
Yeah, I like to take my shirt off.
So.
I guess. Yes, totally.
Totes. All right. All right. You guys are going to have to talk really loud if we do this.
Yeah.
Because I know you're on a speakerphone.
Okay. Yeah, we will. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So, you know, this is against all the rules, letting two people do it. But we're going to make an exception for you two. Because
you guys are so sweet.
You're so charming.
Well, you know, we try to be good guys. You know, we want to earn the status of your boys in the morning, Allie and
you got to go tell all your friends about us today, though, if we let you do this.
Yeah.
Oh, we will. We definitely will.
Even if you lose, you still have to be our friends, okay?
Okay. Well, we're not going to lose, so, yeah.
Oh, really? Big talkers here.
Okay.
We need you guys to pick a category that's good for us.
Yeah. Well, we don't know what you know.
What would be good for you?
All right. Harry Styles songs, maybe?
Nope.
Anyways.
The problem is you would rattle them off, and Jeremy and I would be looking at each other like, is that a song?
What? Yeah.
Is that really a song? What do you like about Harry Styles?
Everything? Yeah, literally everything.
Really? Is he pretty dreamy?
Is he dreamy?
Oh, yeah. He's so dreamy.
Do you guys have boyfriends?
No.
No. Why?
Still waiting for the Lord? I don't know.
I mean, two enthusiastic young women with a great summer job out at the reservoir.
You should be hooking up with dudes all day long.
Yeah,
or ladies. I don't know what you're into.
Don't people flirt with you when they come to rent the paddle boards?
Yeah, and then we just get scared and creeped out.
Scared and creeped out. Well, yeah. I guess if Dawn wandered down there to get a paddle board.
Yeah, I'd probably creep you out a little bit, I'm sure. Oh, well.
Well, we can try to do this.
Oh, but back in my day, girls.
Oh, watch out, ladies. Yeah. Paddleboard champion, 1977.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness. How old do you think we are?
Yeah.
40?
Close. Which one of us is 40?
Both.
Both of us are 40. Yes, just let them keep thinking that.
That's fine. Yeah.
Totally fine.
Yep.
Have you ladies met Josh, our producer?
He's single.
No.
He is 27 now. He's 27.
Good looking guy.
Funny.
Loaded.
Comes from a lot of money.
Wealthy families.
That's what we're going for. So.
That's what you're going for.
Well, but apparently that's not going too well because you're not hooked up with anybody right now. What's going on?
Well, if you guys have some options, send them our way.
Okay.
Well, we'll send Josh out there to rental paddleboard.
Yeah, he's a good looking guy.
The thing is, he's got a pseudo girlfriend right now, but they're that on again, off again thing. So
You can woo classic. Him away.
Oh, sure.
Are you into guys with full beards? Because he's got like a full beard right now.
Not so much?
All right. Yep, Josh is out.
Yeah, he's got little pieces of Pop-Tart stuck in it and everything.
Oh, God. Definitely
not. That's a no.
That's a big
That's
no.
A no.
That might be a pass.
Hard pass on Josh.
Well, right. I like you, ladies. You're fun. You want to play this game?
Yeah, we're excited.
All right.
Okay. So you got to speak up loud and clear. We got to hear five of these in 10 seconds.
Oh, geez. All right. That's good.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Your letter is the letter P, as in potato.
Pineapple.
Pineapple potato.
Poo-poo.
Right. P. 10 okay. seconds. 10 seconds. We need five bands or artists whose name begins with the letter P. Five bands or artists that begin with a P. You can do it. Red and very loud. Ready and go.
Okay, Paul McCartney, The Police, Pop Mamas and the Papas.
Now let me get this straight.
Those are like all ancient.
20 years old, and you went with Paul McCartney and The Police,
and then you said the Mamas and the Papas
from the Prince? 60s.
I think we got four.
Oh,
no, you didn't get in.
No.
Well, no, you didn't get four.
No.
Like Panic at the Disco.
You heard of them?
Oh.
Pearl Jam.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Pearl Jam. That's a good one.
I know.
So you know what? You didn't get the prize.
Darn
but...
it. And you're still single. Worst day ever.
That's true. This is awkward for us.
Today's the day, though. Put the vibe out today, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, we will.
Well, all here's right. the thing. You just got the number one radio station to say that Allie and Megan are working out at the paddle boards at Cherry Creek Reservoir today. It's a beautiful 92-degree day today. Go out and bring them like an icy or something.
An icy?
Yeah. They can't be drinking on the job.
No, you're right.
Plus, they're underage.
That's right. Don't do that.
Yeah, that's true.
Good luck, all right? Good luck. It was nice
all right,
meeting
well,
you both.
For chatting with
yeah.
us.
Yeah.
Are we going to make this a podcast?
Doubt it.
Yeah, I think
Josh says it's going to be a podcast, so you guys can share this with all your friends.
Do you want to talk to Josh for a second? We can put you back on hold.
I mean, why not?
Yeah, okay, we'll put you on hold. You
okay,
can talk
hold
to
on.
Him.
Hold on.
Look at that.
Love is in the air.
They're going to make babies.
Trust fund babies.
They're going to have to fight over Josh. And he picked up the phone. He's talking to him.
He's talking to him.
Hey, wait. All of a sudden, his voice got a lot deeper.
He's like, hey, this is Josh.
Bob and Jerry's producer on the radio.
You might know me from the radio.
Mix 100.
Hello, Mallory. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey,
were
you
pulling for Allie and Megan? I was kind of pulling for them. Were you?
Yeah. I was. They're very enthusiastic.
They're bubbly.
It was great.
They're fun. They're bubbly.
Yeah.
Borderline annoying, but...
No, they weren't.
I didn't even follow up with that.
I kid.
He's kidding.
I just
they're
joke.
Delightful.
Occasionally I joke.
They're delightful people.
What do you do, Mallory?
I am a pharmacy technician.
Nice.
All right.
Yeah, and maybe not as fun as working with the paddle boards, but...
So I get to ask my question that I ask.
People.
I get to ask the same question I ask every single person who calls who works in a pharmacy.
Okay.
You only get to pocket one prescription and walk out for free. I know you would never do this, but if it's just theater of the mind,
just a little handful
which,
of something.
Which one are you picking?
Oh, gosh. After I've worked all day at the pharmacy?
No, this is not for you. Let's say you
Why
got
is it
a,
not for her?
Got a bunch of friends.
No, for you. Which one do you want?
No, I'm thinking, after I've worked all day at the pharmacy, I'm going to need something to put me in a happier mood. So,
which would
something to relax me.
So we want the name?
I guess, honestly, I'd probably just pick my Lexapro, the antidepressant. The one to make you happy. Lexapro. Yeah.
Lexapro.
Yeah.
I've heard of that one.
Does it get good results?
It may not seem fun, but at least you'll be happy.
Do people get good results from that?
Yes, they do. Yeah.
All right.
But it requires a prescription, Jeremy. You just can't go down
You can't wander in and talk to Mallory.
Mallory's not going to put one in a Pez dispenser and shoot it into your mouth.
Slip her a 20.
We'll make a game out of it.
How much is Lexapro? Let's say I don't have insurance. How much is it?
It's a cheaper one. So maybe $25 for a month's supply. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
If you have like extras in a bottle, that you get to take them home or anything?
No.
No?
Oh, I think I dropped one on the floor somewhere.
Where did it go?
I dropped one on the floor. I don't see it anywhere. Well, I got to write that one off.
Gulp. Well, thank you for being an honest
pharmacist. They say that pharmacy people are amongst the most honest, trustworthy, and dependable people on the planet. And I see why.
I have heard that they trust their pharmacist more than their doctor, actually.
Correct. That is correct. Yeah. It was a survey just a couple years ago.
That's
the
crazy.
Most trusted profession in America is a pharmacy.
I would think, and people are probably really excited to see you because you're helping them. You're giving them a product that will bring them relief.
You're alleviating pain.
And yeah, pharmacists they do like make, to talk, for sure.
And you guys make bank, too, don't you?
I mean, they do okay.
Yeah.
They?
Yeah, yeah. You. I'm not complaining.
Pharmacists make like $100,000 a year, don't they?
Typically. I'm a technician, though, so not a pharmacist.
Oh, so you're working your way up.
Do you want to be a full-fledged pharmacist?
No, I don't want to go to school for that long.
Oh, okay. Oh, fair enough.
I mean, but I do pretty decent, so I'm okay.
Good for
you're
you.
You're happy. Good.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
What does it take to be just a pharmacy tech? I mean, if you don't have to go to school for it, what do you need? Just a high school diploma?
You do have to be certified. You do have to pass a national test.
Oh, okay. Was it a hard test?
Yeah, so you have to know. I mean, you definitely have to know your stuff for sure.
They line up like 60 pills, and you got to point. You got to, you know.
And that's the Lexapro.
You tell them.
All right, there's
that's
Lexapro.
That's Viagra.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
That's birth control.
Sure. Don't get us confused, please.
All right.
Forget to take your birth control. You'll need the Lexapro to make yourself happy.
For sure. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, boy. All right, let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay, now this is very much, again, theater of the mind. You can stretch your imagination. Have as much fun with this as you possibly can, Mallory.
Okay.
We were talking about some idiot American tourist over in Italy. He went to see Vesuvius, the volcano, and he was taking a selfie, and he fell into the volcano.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
He's okay. He got him out
of
the way. He's okay. He didn't fall into the lava.
Yeah,
he just fell into the volcano.
Like on the rim, I see.
Yeah. So he was a little injured, but he survived, unfortunately, to procreate and make more idiots. 10 seconds. We want you to give us 5 things that you would never want to drop in lava.
Come on.
5 things you'd never want to drop in lava. You can do it. Ready? And go.
My body, my telephone, my wallet, my money, my child, my husband, my pants.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
You know, that's your prescription.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
You got it. You're a winner.
That was kind of an easy one. Thanks for that.
I know.
That's kind of, well, sometimes those trip people up. You know, they're like,
You got it.
It's
true. It happens all the time.
Your kid and your husband, they are not falling in that lava.
Yeah, I don't want them in the lava, for sure.
Nope.
No. Not today, at least. Let's check back in with her tomorrow.
Yeah.
You're the champion. If you will please hold the line, Josh, is he done talking to the 20-year-olds yet?
I think he's still on with them.
He's still talking.
Oh, nice.
Setting up a place to
Magic
meet later.
Magic is happening.
Does your girlfriend know you're talking to them?
Wow. Really hitting it off.
Huh.
He's going to be in so much trouble today.
Mallory, you hold on, okay?
Hold on.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. We love you. Thank you for listening to the show. Right. Josh should be with you in about half an hour.